Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. When construction is done around existing trees, whether building a new home, building an addition, or even repairing sidewalks in a driveway, be aware that trees can be easily damaged. When this happens, the trees may decline in health or even die. This can be avoided if existing trees are properly protected during construction around them. The major damage done to trees during construction is generally to their roots. The majority of the roots, particularly the feeder roots, and these are the roots that absorb the water and minerals the tree needs, are primarily located in the upper 12 inches of soil. The shallow nature of tree roots is surprising to some, and it's a major reason why trees are so vulnerable to damage during construction. Also, the root system extends out well beyond the reach of the branches, so people don't oftentimes realize how shallow the roots are and how far out they reach from the trunk, and that makes it easier to damage the roots. It's also a good idea to look at how the roots function for the tree. They absorb the water and the minerals the tree needs to live. If the root system is seriously damaged, the tree can't absorb the water that it needs, and it can literally die of thirst. The roots also hold the tree up during high winds. Now, keep in mind that here in the Baton Rouge area where we're subjected to hurricane-force winds, the only thing that holds our trees up during those high winds is a good, strong root system. The more you damage a tree roots during construction, the more you compromise its ability to stay upright in high winds. In the case of extension construction around existing trees, you should always meet with your contractor, the architect, and anyone else that will be involved in the construction before the construction begins. This is especially important when you're building a new home. It's also a good idea to bring in a licensed professional arborist into the process. If you have some large, beautiful trees on the property, that may be one reason why you bought the property. You don't want anything to happen to them. Once the construction is done and the damage happens, it's too late to take it back. So you need to prevent the damage to begin with. There are several times that the damage can occur when construction is going on. Mechanical injury is common. Heavy equipment will damage your tree roots merely by driving over them. The heavy equipment will crush the roots, compact the soil, and cause damage to the root system. Now, you can prevent this from happening by constructing a fence or a barrier around the tree to prevent any kind of equipment from getting around it. This barrier needs to be out about how far the branches reach. A barrier right around the trunk of the tree doesn't do any good. Remember, the roots extend out beyond the branches, so the protected zone needs to be the whole area covered by that canopy of the tree. Don't let anyone park vehicles, don't let them clean equipment, or dump any kind of chemicals in that fenced zone area. Also, be careful about grade changes. Bring in fill, for instance. Remember, the roots are shallow, and they're up close to the surface of the soil to get the oxygen that they need. If you put more than 2 inches of fill down over the roots of a tree, it keeps the roots from getting the oxygen that they need, and that can cause them to suffocate. And also be careful with any excavations. Trenches being dug through the property should always be located outside the canopy of the tree, if at all possible, and as far away from the trunk as you can possibly do it. Make sure you protect your trees during construction. It's too late, remember, after the construction is done. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.